Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Back at it on a Monday. It's the Brett Mega Show. Alex and I were out partying crazy last night at the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, we were. That was a great time. Yeah,
actually, Alex and I did run into each other at the Garden Glow because Alex was performing, and my family and I, it's like one of our favorite like holiday traditions is to go to Garden Glow because the Botanical Gardens is just absolutely gorgeous. And we walk in, and Alex was there performing because he performs at the Botanical Gardens at least one time during the Garden Glow.
Yeah, yesterday was the Garden Glow Hanukkah party. And so every year they have me do the music for it.
And that's why I went to it.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
No, we were just looking for
it. We connected. Yeah. I was mid-song, and I saw Brett come through. Like I was kind of off to the side. He came in through the door, and like we kind of made eye contact. And for a second, I think it clicked in Brett's mind. He was like, it sounds like Alex, but I'm not sure. Then we like made eye contact, and we're like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. Like,
you know, I kind of had something last night. It was so funny. We just got home, my family did, and we turned on the TV, and I wasn't even focusing, and all of a sudden, I hear this voice. I'm like, is that Alex on TV? And I turn, and it was for Operation Food Search.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that has to be Alex. And it was so funny, because I like wasn't even watching anything.
That's
hilarious.
And you guys can't escape me.
No.
I guess, you know? It was fun. Yesterday was a great time. Like you said, the weather was incredible.
Oh my God,
there
were
so many people out there at the Garden Glow. If you haven't been yet, like it really is, it's an awesome event. Did your kids enjoy it?
Yeah, they love it. It's one of their favorite things to do. My son likes to make the s'mores, and then he doesn't eat s'mores, but he just likes to like cook it on the marshmallow with the fire and stuff like that. And you just walk around, look at the lights, and it's super chill. And we were looking for a day where it wasn't like raining because it's been rainy and cold lately.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a day, and it was the perfect weather, so I couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk more about it later in the show, but then you went straight to the black and white ball.
Nelly
throws a big party every single year around this time.
Yeah, and guys, I made sure that there was no like announcements. I know last year, Nelly and Ashanti announced they were having a baby together,
and then Alex didn't tell us.
I completely missed the announcement and missed telling you guys the next day. There were no crazy announcements last night.
That
I remember, but we'll talk all about it because man, oh man, that was
star-studded.
Quite the night.
And then Kevin, you were gone away on your little birthday trip this weekend with your wife,
Sister City in Kansas City. Yeah, and it was the merging of friends that have never met before. It's Sarah's best friend from here and her best friend from Olathe, Kansas, and they kind of planned a surprise weekend. It was really, really fun. And surprises that I went somewhere I've never been before.
Full of surprises,
yes.
I hear. Full of surprises.
Yes.
I'll tell you more about that later in the show. We're going to have some fun today.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Kevin, I know you in particular probably want to be an Avenger at least one point in your life.
Yes.
We all want to be superheroes, and sometimes they look like Captain America. Sometimes they look like our first responders who run into buildings that are run out of. But sometimes they look just like you, the person staring at you in the mirror. One of the ways you can be a hero is a simple donation of giving blood. Right now, for our company here at Y98, we have a bunch of radio stations here. There's going to be an Odyssey Holiday Heroes blood drive. And it's a simple way for you to be a hero. AB, you and I went to a blood bank.
We did.
Locally. And we just heard stories about people who needed blood in times of need. My wife needed a blood transfusion when she gave birth to both of our kids. People need blood in crucial times. And a lot of times, most times, they happen in terms of accidents or freak trauma situations, and it's not like something you can predict. So having blood banks and blood donations on hand is so important to saving lives. So many lives are saved because you've giving blood. So across YMCAs all over the St. Louis area, you can stop in and give blood. That's going to start tomorrow. The Downtown St. Louis YMCA, the Willwood Family YMCA, the Kirkwood YMCA, the Belleville YMCA will all be taking blood donations. And then you can go online to our website at Y98.com and get more information about where you could donate and give blood. But it's just the little ways for you to be a hero and help save a life.
Mm-hmm.
If you want more information, go to Y98.com. It's a way for you to be a hero. A blood drive happening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at YMCAs all across St. Louis for Odyssey's Holiday Heroes Blood Drive. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. Did Santa wrap his presents? Saw this in a recent poll. The people were pretty split on what Santa used to do at the house back in the day. About 30% of people said the unwrapped. 70% said Santa wrapped them. Almost 90% of people say Santa wraps their gifts now.
What? Well, is everybody drunk? What are the elves doing? The elves are always wrapping everybody's presents.
Oh, so you're with the 90%?
Yeah.
Say they wrap them. Yeah. Okay.
Santa wraps them. Santa uses special paper.
Special paper.
It's different paper than what the other gifts are wrapped in.
Yeah. Santa wraps them.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, what about your family? Did you guys wrap Santa's presents? Alex is Jewish. So Alex,
you know,
do you guys have to do special wrapping for Hanukkah when it goes each night?
We like to use, you know, the select Hanukkah paper that's available out there.
So yeah, there's not a lot of it, right?
Hanukkah Harry wraps the presents for us. But they are wrapped.
Always wrapped.
Nice. Yeah, Santa definitely wraps his presents. They're just in different wrapping paper. Yeah.
That's so funny. I grew up as the 30% of people who Santa like was unwrapped. We woke up on Christmas morning, and I liked that when I was a kid. Like, I'd wake up and there would just be it would look like a toy store. You'd wake up and you'd see everything. And your eyes would just light up.
What?
And you'd like,
I don't
run.
Like that.
But I feel like the excitement of seeing all the gifts at one time.
I would be
so
disappointed. I actually might cry just thinking about that.
No. Yeah. Then you see it all. It's like, oh my God. Like,
you don't get a moment with each gift. You just look at all you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I was like 5. I didn't need a moment with each gift. I just wanted to play with my cool gifts.
Does Santa wrap the gifts at your house now?
Are we talking about if Santa just wraps in I thought we were asking the overall arching question of who wraps Santa's presents.
What? So you just said the elves stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, does Santa wrap his own presents or not? I won't lie, I was thinking the same thing at first, but then I got it. I still am not changing my answer.
So when you woke up on Christmas morning, were your gifts wrapped or unwrapped?
They're still wrapped today.
Okay, you're thinking too deep into it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like some conspiracy of does Santa have to know his own presents and wrap them himself?
Or
do
Mrs.
the elves
Claus.
Do it? Yeah.
I feel like
Kevin wraps all the gifts in the whole world.
I do.
I feel like Hannah's brain has got wrapping paper on it.
I agree.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ashley, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to be good when you beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool. Mm. That's when I will be good.
I hope so. I'm horrible at this.
Okay, good. I like that you're like, I'm horrible at it, but let's do it, Hannah. That's okay. Yeah. I like your style. Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask Ashley 5 pop culture questions. Hannah leaves the room because I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions. So that means she cannot hear the questions or the answers. All right, Ashley?
All right. Make them easy.
All right. I hope so. Shawn Mendes seems to finally be addressing the love triangle he found himself in with his ex Camila Cabello and what other singer, emphasis on singer?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Forbes released their annual list of the world's 100 most powerful women. Name just one woman on the list. Any woman that you think would be in the 100 most powerful women in the world.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift did make the list. Good guess. You could always go. Taylor Swift did. I feel safe. She was number 23 on the list.
Oh, cool.
Selena Gomez is engaged. Congratulations to her. Who was she dating? Who is she dating? Who did she just get engaged to?
Oh my gosh, I have no clue.
Yeah, he's not a big name. His name is Benny Blanco. He's a producer. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
Ebenezer.
Yes, Ebenezer nice Scrooge. Job. We're in the game. Here we go. And what did the other reindeers not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Playing any other reindeer game.
Look at you. There you go. The Christmas question. Yeah. That's your wheelhouse. All right.
Yeah.
So you end up with 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back into the room in one song, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. We're going to play Hannah's Homeschool on the Brett Mega Show. When Hannah was outside of the room, she could not hear the questions or the answers that Ashley was giving. Ashley, how'd you feel about the questions?
The first couple were hard, but the last few were good.
Yeah, she finished strong. So Ashley got 3 out of 5 correct, Hannah.
All right, good score, good score.
I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I just got done asking Ashley, and you got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Tie does go towards Hannah. Shawn Mendes seems to be finally addressing the love triangle he found himself in with his ex Camila Cabello and what other singer?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, emphasis on singer because, you know, she works late because she's a singer.
Uh-huh.
Forbes released their annual list of the world's most 100 most powerful women. Name just one woman on that list.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, both of you guys went with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift
That's
was
an easy one.
Taylor Swift was number 23, though, on that list, by the way. Selena Gomez is engaged. Who was she dating? Or is she dating?
I was going to say, who's her fiance?
I guess, yeah. I'm only interested in dating. Now they're engaged.
Yeah, you know, so. Switch it up. It is Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco, that's correct.
I was like, do you want me to name an ex? Or?
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge? Ashley was able to get this one. First name basis was Scrooge.
Back in high school, when I did radio, we would do this every single year, and I never paid attention to it. Literally
guys, that's what you guys did in high school. You guys asked who was the what Scrooge's first name?
Exactly. No, we went. No, we did the whole entire Christmas story live on the air every single year, and I never, ever paid attention. Clearly, I just knew he didn't like Christmas.
Give me a first name then.
Salvatore
Scrooge.
Wow. Where'd you pull that from? Wow.
I just picked an S name.
Wow.
You want to tell her, Ashley?
Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yes.
And then what did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
They never let join in any reindeer games.
Nice job. 4 out of 5 for Hannah. She gets the win. But Ashley, you are a fun competitor.
Thank you.
Ashley, you got to say this is Ashley and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ashley and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So if you're busy not checking the internet, well, it's okay. We'll check the internet for you. I'll read a headline right now that is trending. And Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. We'll cover as many trending stories as Hannah says yes to in the next 2 minutes. Like the most dangerous toy ever made just sold at an auction.
What is it?
You know, Kevin's curious. It sold for $13,000, by the way, Kevin.
Slang.
You any guesses, Kevin, toy expert?
Dangerous toy?
1950s.
Lawn darts?
Actually, now ranks number one is lawn darts. How did you know that?
Oh, those were deadly, man.
Okay, so back in the 1950s, it was the Atomic Energy Lab. Basically, it gave you real uranium, and you would create an atomic bomb back in the 1950s, which was right after World War II.
So they radioactive material.
To kids, yes. They said, like, look, it's not going to really hurt them. It needs a lot of uraniums, but they used to hand it out
to people. It's a learning experience.
It was the number one spot until lawn darts took its number one spot years later.
Isn't it crazy?
The worst Christmas movies of all time.
Rank them.
All right. Number 5, A Karate Christmas Miracle.
Sounds pretty bad.
Number 4, The Last Ounce of Courage.
Never heard of it.
3, The Santa Claus. Number 2 is Elves, which is a haunted movie where I think elves kill people. Oh. And then number 1 is Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2.
Oh, yes.
They all sound bad.
Intense, the best way to not fall on ice.
Nah, keep moving. It's like 60 degrees outside today.
All right. The average person needs a vacation how often?
How often?
Every 110 days. New poll said they surveyed people. They need a proper vacation every 110 days to keep their sanity.
I think I'm due.
Yeah.
How to turn 16 days of PTO into 55 days of vacation in 2025.
How to max that out.
So this year is kind of like an interesting year. There's going to be so many holidays that fall on Mondays and Fridays, like the 4th of July. And so there's a strategy that if you take the right days off this year, you can actually stretch it for 55 days off.
Wow.
Whoa.
So make sure you're paying attention and how to stretch your vacation days this year if you need those vacations every 110 days.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Megamind question of the day is, a majority of women say this is the thing that makes them the most happy. Pay attention if you're trying to get a Christmas gift.
This one can be hard to purchase. I think what makes women the most happy is their friendships.
Friendships. Ooh. All right. That's all you're getting for Christmas this year, guys. Friendship.
I think it's when a man actually listens. Mm-hmm.
When a man listens.
That was going to be my guess, Kev, but I will say...
good boys.
I will say when they get a pampered type gift from that male in their life.
Okay. It's really hard for me to not come up with just like a really broad answer, but mine's kind of broad. I'm just going to say when their kids are doing well.
Guys, no one's even, I don't even know if anyone's kind of close either. A majority of women say this is the thing that makes them the most happy. If you could think of anything right now in the world, first thing that comes to your mind, what is it? What do you want right now?
That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
We're going to give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day, and you're about 4 minutes away from playing Pick Your Present while we're commercial free. A lot of fun stuff. Now let's talk about what makes women happy. A majority of women say this is the thing that makes them the most happy. What is it?
Lots of texts coming in. The Colliers texted in and said Christmas shopping is complete and wrapped. That's what makes their That's family funny. Happy. Teacher Suzanne says jewelry and diamonds.
It's not diamonds.
And then so many people said a clean house.
Clean house is on the list. Didn't make it as number one. Chocolate on the list. Didn't make it as number one. AB's answer, if kids being happy was not number one.
Dang.
You might be surprised, but I think when you hear it, you're going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. The number one answer, what makes a woman happy? Sleep.
Ah.
You just give a woman some sleep for the hot Christmas. Just put it in a box. Right. You say sleep and be like, oh yeah, I'm super happy. That's the best Christmas gift you could ever get.
That's pretty good.
Mega Minds.
It has been one hell of a year, huh? Hasn't it been? This time of the year, everyone seems to do like reflection because the new year's happening, the holidays are happening, it's the end of the year. And so you get those end of the year's lists and things like that. So here on the Brett Mega Show, what we're going to do every single day is each person on the show will take a look back and we'll reflect on our favorite moment that we did on the Brett Mega Show. Whether it's a high or a low, we're going to take a look back and go, this was my favorite moment. It could be something that was sentimental, something that was serious, something that was super funny, something that was absolutely ridiculous. And if you saw the video we posted on Friday, sometimes the things we do are absolutely ridiculous and dangerous. Like we decorate Christmas trees in the back of U-Hauls.
True.
Yep.
And then sometimes we pour our heart out to you and they're sometimes sentimental. And so every single day a different person will go. And that's what mine is. Mine is a sentimental one. You know, I'm a softie at heart. And one of my favorite moments on the show was something we're going to start doing every single year is when we collected Valentines for senior citizens. This was my favorite moment on the show for so many different reasons. One, what began my journey of thinking about doing this is we went to thought about putting my mom in one of those homes, those senior citizen living facilities. And I was like, one of my biggest fears is she would just feel alone. We lost her to dementia. And I hated the feeling of those who have given so much to us being alone and not being thought of. Then the younger generation, not really truly understanding what the older generation has done. And so we asked students to make homemade, handmade Valentines. We went to every single school and we had no idea that so many schools were going to do this. We just thought, hey, who wants to do it? We thought maybe a couple of schools. And it turns out it was crazy.
Yeah, like
so
crazy.
19 schools signed up for this. We were at assemblies. We got on the news. We walked around schools and they chanted Y98. They chanted the Brett Mager shows. We're like, wow, this is crazy. It was surreal to us. And then we got to bring those Valentines to those living in those homes. And they were so excited. So this is us reliving that moment. This is us collecting those Valentines and then us bringing it to those senior citizens. It has been one hell of a year, huh? Mm-hmm. Hasn't it been? This time of the year, everyone seems to do like reflection because the new year's happening, the holidays are happening, it's the end of the year. And so you get those end of the year's lists and things like that. So here on the Brett Mega Show, what we're going to do every single day is each person on the show will take a look back and we'll reflect on our favorite moment that we did on the Brett Mega Show. Whether it's a high or a low, we're going to take a look back and go, this was my favorite moment. It could be something that was sentimental, something that was serious, something that was super funny, something that was absolutely ridiculous. And if you saw the video we posted on Friday, sometimes the things we do are absolutely ridiculous and dangerous. Like we decorate Christmas trees in the back of U-Hauls.
True.
Yep.
And then sometimes we pour our heart out to you and they're sometimes sentimental. And so every single day a different person will go. And that's what mine is. Mine is a sentimental one. You know, I'm a softy at heart. And one of my favorite moments on the show was something we're going to start doing every single year is when we collected Valentines for senior citizens. This was my favorite moment on the show for so many different reasons. One, what began my journey of thinking about doing this is we went to thought about putting my mom in one of those homes, those senior citizen living facilities. And I was like, one of my biggest fears is she would just feel alone. We lost her to dementia. And I hated the feeling of those who have given so much to us being alone and not being thought of. Then the younger generation, not really truly understanding what the older generation has done. And so we asked students to make homemade, handmade Valentines. We went to every single school and we had no idea that so many schools were going to do this. We just thought, hey, who wants to do it? We thought maybe a couple of schools. And it turns out it was crazy.
Yeah, like
so
crazy.
19 schools signed up for this. We were at assemblies. We got on the news. We walked around schools. They chanted Y98. They chanted the Brett Magger shows. We're like, wow, this is crazy. It was surreal to us. And then we got to bring those Valentines to those living in those homes. And they were so excited. So this is us reliving that moment. This is us collecting those Valentines and then us bringing it to those senior citizens.
We just got the final number of handmade Valentines that we've collected all over St. Louis. It started off as just a campaign that we had thrown out on the show. Like, hey, any teachers in there want to make some handmade Valentines for those living in nursing homes and assisted in memory care facilities and homes in those communities? And so many teachers had called in, and then the teachers reached out to other teachers, and we realized that there's a lot of power in teachers.
Yeah,
and
there is.
Very much so.
Because it stopped being classrooms and started being whole schools. And the final number of handmade Valentines from your kids were, again, Hannah?
6,032.
What was cool is, Kevin had pointed out, it was schools all over. Mm-hmm. Like, all over the St. Louis community. And then AB, as we were walking out, said, every assembly we went to was so different.
Mm-hmm.
We had assemblies where everyone was screaming and yelling and there was twerking and dancing because they were middle schoolers and they were like hard to like wrangle in. We had the cutest assembly ever at St. Joe's where they're all like pre-K to like, I think the oldest was like fifth grade. 19 different schools jumped on board. This spread like crazy. And then yesterday, we walked into one of the nursing homes in Maryland Heights. What was it called?
NHC Healthcare.
It was overwhelming, the level of joy and happiness that those seniors had. First off, let's paint the picture. They had decorations all over their activity room. Mm-hmm. They have a hair salon at the nursing home, and they said it was booked up like all day in the morning and all day yesterday so everyone can get their hairs and nails done. They were all dressed up in gowns. They had ordered hats, which we asked them where they got the hats from, and what did they tell us?
Amazon. They did a bulk Amazon order.
Amazon, of course, they told us. They got these cute, awesome Valentine's Day hats, and they told us just how much it meant to them.
Was this your favorite Valentine's Day?
Absolutely, my very favorite, and I'm 86 and a half. I'd love to thank you personally for giving me such a wonderful day, and may God always bless you for your kindness.
Their eyes just lit up, their hearts were open. They couldn't believe that these kids had done this. They loved it.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing to watch them just, you know, continue to read and hold on to these Valentines.
Oh my God, they were holding them against their chest.
They were holding them to their heart. They were like almost fighting over who could have the most because they were just, they loved them and they couldn't believe the creativity and how artistic all these kids were and the sweet messages. They were seriously blown away, and they begged us to tell everybody, all the kids in St. Louis, all the teachers that got this together, thank you, and that you made their entire day. They've never been celebrated like this before. They feel so loved. Thanks to all of you guys.
Thank you, St. Louis, because we had no idea it was going to turn into that, but that was magical. And because of you, so many of those seniors are going to have those cards until it's over and be able to share those stories.
That doesn't even feel like just a segment we did. I literally feel like that was an entire like season of our lives that we spent devoted and planning and driving and delivering and planning out all the things with the Valentines.
And just so you know, there's this big like radio convention for morning shows, and morning shows across the country submitted their favorite bits and their best bits. And so we submitted that and we won this competition. And I feel like the show didn't win the competition, like St. Louis won that competition, right? Because we just went and collected the Valentines you made and we gave them to the senior citizens. So you guys won it. And that means you who listen to the show are the best listeners and in the country. That's so cool. Like, it was such a cool moment for the show. And so it was really cool. It was cool to relive.
We had other shows come up after we presented the Valentine's Day and just say, well, we don't even need to present anymore because we know the Brett Magazine is going right. with that one.
It was cool.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Y'all just don't learn your lesson. This weekend, there was another on-stage celebrity injury. This time, it was Billie Eilish as she was struck in the face with a necklace during like a super emotional and deep performance of What Was I Made For. So this actually happened on video, and it shows Billie just like flinching as she was on stage because this necklace didn't even just like get close to her. Like, it legit hit her in the face. But she handled the situation like a pro. She kept singing and she just kind of tossed the necklace off to the side. And what's crazy to me is that this isn't even the first time Billie's been struck with an item. And she even addressed this last year about how it's wrong to throw stuff on stage and it's disrespectful. She said, I've been getting hit on stage with things for like literally 6 years. People just get excited, but it can be so dangerous. I have mixed feelings about it because when you're up there, you know it's just out of love and they're trying to give you something, but you're really in a vulnerable position. And how many times do we deal with this with celebrities? I mean, this is like a dangerous thing.
Out of love. People like, here's this necklace. What if you did that for Christmas? Like, just throw it and hit somebody in the face. Like, to me, it's really hard to police, but the only thing that ends up happening is people start getting, it becomes a serious offense because it could be so dangerous, something could go wrong. So then people stop doing it or they start ratting on the person who did do it. And so that is what either happens, becomes like a serious criminal activity, or people stop performing live in intimate ways where, like,
right.
Remember when Trump was shot at, they started putting up glass like every time he yeah. spoke. Mm-hmm. What if like all of a sudden your favorite singer was performing behind glass? Like,
yeah. this is a hockey game.
You'd
yeah.
be pissed.
Yeah.
So what's the other end of this? Like, nobody wins. So either one, it's going to be seriously criminally charged, or you're going to be like seeing them at like a hockey arena where you're going to like, this is what they're going to perform.
Ew,
it's going to be
that
way.
Would literally be yeah. so weird. But stop. Keep your phones and your thongs and whatever to yourself. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Is this really considered stealing? Hear me out. I was sent an Amazon package, opened it up, it's not for me, and it's a badass present. Do I get to keep it, or is that considered stealing? 314-531-9898. At this time of the year, someone's got to be on Amazon Watch. I'm on Amazon Watch in my house. Got a lot of presents showing up to the house. You don't want to open up the boxes in front of the kids. You don't know which ones people sent from, you know, other people like grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles all sending gifts. So I want to, like, I grab the boxes, I bring them downstairs, open them up, and I go, okay, I can bring it upstairs. It's either for the family or it's like a present for the kids for Christmas. And so I'll keep it stashed away for Christmas Day. So I went downstairs this past weekend, open up a box, and inside the box is like a Coach purse. Badass. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what those things cost. I've never bought my wife a Coach purse in my life. She's never owned a Coach purse, but it looks expensive. Look at the price tag. It's like $300-something. I'm like, hell yeah. I'm going to give this to her for Christmas and say, honey, I know we didn't decide to buy each other Christmas gifts this year, but I got you this purse. Hear me out. It's Amazon's mistake. My name's on the box. They sent it to the wrong house. I open it up. It's mine. I get to keep it, right?
No.
What do you mean, no? Your name was on the box?
Bad karma. What do you mean? It says to Brett Mega?
It says, like, yeah, shipping to Brett Mega. It says Amazon box, shipping to Brett Mega. Has my address on there. I open it up. Amazon made a mistake. Amazon sent it to the wrong house.
I feel like that's bad karma to keep it and not say anything.
I...
Did you check her account and make sure you...
Yeah, exactly. Because that would be the worst if she ordered this. And
you think my wife ordered it?
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, maybe.
Well, that would take a turn.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey,
and you wrap it. Hey, baby, no. Pick this out
for
you.
That's pretty funny.
That's what I got.
I just think gifts are supposed to be like given out of love, and there's no love in that gift. You didn't
I love this gift now.
I mean, like, you didn't buy it. You didn't even think about buying it for her, so you're just going to give her some random
gift? It's not
gift?
Too late. I got days before Christmas. I'm thinking of a gift right now.
No.
Oh, I should get a Coach purse.
No. Lazy. That would mean absolutely nothing to me.
I just thought of it.
No.
I have a week. Over a week.
That's just lazy. And bad karma is waiting because you didn't buy it.
I think it's a Christmas miracle.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Jesus sent me this.
Miracle. I feel like it's a Christmas miracle, but yeah. it could be maybe paired with something else that does have that thought and that love behind
Are
it.
Are you going to lie to her and act like you bought it and
Hell
spend
yeah.
your harder and
you
cash
will.
On that?
Why
you
would I not?
Will.
Amazon doesn't need the money. Bezos and his jet. He could afford to give me a $300
okay,
Coach
well,
purse for broke
ass
husband.
What about somebody who maybe saved up all their money to buy their own wife that gift and it accidentally got sent to
right.
your house?
Oh, I knew
your
you were
going
to say that.
Amazon will send him
that
another.
That was supposed to go to sweet old Miss Pat, and then you're over here just...
If Miss Pat is buying Coach purses, my next door neighbor whose house just looks like it's falling apart, some things are starting to make sense then. No, her house is falling apart. But... No, you just hit reorder on Amazon like it was misshipped. So that person's good. Bezos doesn't need the money. I'm looking like a king. I see nothing wrong with this. I see actually I'm going to look like husband of the year.
Take your crown off. You don't deserve to wear it.
She's going to look at me like, wow, we said no gifts and you went out of their way.
If me and my future husband said no gifts and he got me a gift, I would hate him.
Well, not if, I mean, he's stole
I would
it.
I would feel horrible. I'd be like, well, I got you nothing.
Man, I show up
I
with a coach
I hate when
person.
People do that.
Oh, yeah, that's, I would show up with a coach person. They'd be like, hate me some more. But she's loading all her stuff in there.
Right. Can you give her the gift with this story? I mean, be honest with
Kevin,
this?
What are you, an amateur, bro? No, why would I do that?
Because they always find out. They always find out.
I think it's a good, you know, laughing moment together too. I mean, you guys, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. She gets a new gift I know wasn't for me.
She gets a new person. You didn't even have to pay for it.
All right. What do I do? Should I tell her because she's always going to find out? Do I just wrap this bad boy up and look like the king that I am? Or am I going to have bad karma like Hannah thinks so? Or is the gift meaningless because I didn't think of it? But I have 8 days to think of it. So I might just, 314-531-9898. I was sent the wrong gift. What do I do now? You know, I realize a huge mistake I just made a second ago. I was getting advice from Kevin over here about what I should give my wife for Christmas. And Kevin had taken care of his wife's birthday, her milestone birthday, with letting somebody else do the complete planning. Yep. It became a surprise to Kevin and his wife because... His wife is celebrating a milestone birthday, and he let her two best friends plan a surprise trip. And Kevin had no idea what was going to happen on this trip, and that trip happened this past weekend.
This weekend, and it was amazing. It was awesome.
Really?
Now,
because Kevin didn't plan it.
Right.
And one of those friends is an event planner, so that's probably why.
Why?
It went down well. But so for my wife's birthday, and I guess I'm part of it too, her best friend who lives in Kansas City, April, and her best friend who lives here, Julie, conspired to create this awesome weekend for my wife. And we didn't really know anything about it except that we left here on Friday with Julie and her husband to go to the hotel, whatever it was, a mystery hotel. Well, we ended up downtown Kansas City at the Fontaine. And that
that's where I used to stay every single time I went to Kansas City.
That is a gorgeous hotel.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And they got all the Christmas decorations and all that stuff. And we're like, this is really nice.
If Kevin was done the planning, he would have picked like Motel 6. Boom. Yeah. Crushed that part.
And then we were surprised by April and her husband. They showed up there. So then the party kind of began and we kind of, toured the hotel a little bit, and then we went kind of around where my wife's old stomping grounds were, because she went to William Jewell there in Kansas City. She taught on the plaza at several schools there before I married her and brought her here. We kind of went around for like where her old apartment was.
Kind of walked down memory lane.
Walked around the plaza for a little bit down there, and then ended up at a great Mexican restaurant, Ponax. Authentic Mexican, where they gave my wife a giant tequila shot and she was done for the night. So she was out. Now it's Saturday morning and we're going to have a special brunch. I had no idea what this brunch was. We walked in a place called Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great spot.
Been yes. there.
Great spot.
Did, really? Mm-hmm.
Did not realize it's a drag bar, and we got to watch a full-on drag queen show.
Is this your first drag experience?
First experience, and might I tell you, it was awesome.
They're so much fun.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. You know, the crowd's going crazy, and you don't realize how much you love Celine Dion.
That's right.
It's pumping behind you.
No one knows how to party it's like true. A drag yes. brunch, man. Oh. That is like partied on like level 10.
So we had a blast there.
Huge surprise there.
Yeah. So then we went back to the Fontaine, had some appetizers, headed to Prime Social for the evening, which is basically their Westport Social. Mm. But the view is right over the plaza, so you can see all the plaza lights. And that apparently is also the place that Travis and Taylor go.
Ooh.
When
whoa,
in town.
Look at you, man. You
hey.
And to end the night, Sarah's friends had reserved an igloo at the top of the Fontaine.
Igloo? Yes. I didn't know that
those
was a
are
thing.
Cool.
Yes. So we stayed in, we had an igloo with hot chocolate and a lot of Baileys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and just kind of enjoyed the time there in KC. But it was really, really cool, really, really fun, and really, really expensive.
Yeah. Well, sounds like it got crushed, knocked out of the park. Your wife loved it, and yes. I think you learned a valuable lesson. You don't touch anything. Let the two besties take care
exactly,
of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And Kevin at a drag brunch is just
I just love that.
You can see pictures of his like facial the excitement and
he has never looked happier.
Happier yeah. and surprised.
Up on the Brett Mega Show Instagram right now.
Go to our Instagram to see it. Let's talk about 2024's biggest flops. We're going to look back at some of the moments that were just a complete flop on the show. And mm-hmm. nobody's perfect, and we are probably the farthest show from perfect. So AB has been documenting this, actually, the entire year. Writing down moments that just completely failed on the show or moments that did not go well. And she's been keeping it in her notes, and then she's going to throw out five of them, and we'll yep. rank them where we want. What is the biggest flop of 2024? And we'll do a blind ranking style. We know that's popular on social media, so we'll do a blind ranking style. So 1 through 5. Number one being the biggest flop of the year.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I know my number one.
Well, we'll just start off with a classic. The infamous Cardinals broadcast.
Oh,
my god.
Oh, my god.
Yeah. One? Can I go one? That was horrible
that
for
was
me.
Terrible.
So, to remember what the Cardinals broadcast, opening day.
For Brett, that was definitely one.
Yeah. No, for Kevin.
Opening day, we tried to go and do an opening day broadcast, and we never got on the air. And then, just so we're all clear, like an engineer came by the station, and he just sat there, drank coffee, goes, I don't know how to fix this thing, this gadget over mm-hmm. here doesn't mm-hmm. work. And Kevin and I could not figure it out. Oh, so we never did an opening day broadcast. We just never were on the air. We just sat at opening day drinking.
Oh, it was so, the word's not embarrassing. We just,
it was embarrassing.
Like, it was just, oh.
All right, where do you guys want to rank it? I rank it one, but I'm willing to hear other people.
Oh my gosh, guys. It was funny. We ended up drinking mimosas. I'm going 3.
3?
That's a one. This is a one for me.
Let's go 3. Let's go in the middle because we don't know what else we got.
All right. Okay.
And we did 3? Get mimosas. They did give us alcohol for free over there at Ballpark Village.
Okay, number 3. Our next one is Kevin learning he is Raynaud's disease after we made him stand outside in the freezing cold for a photo shoot.
So we got to do a photo shoot with City SC, and it was freezing cold. We got new jerseys, new kits, and we stood out in the cold for so long that Kevin goes, guys, my hand is turning like black and blue.
And we all were like, so are our hands. We're all cold.
You're fine.
Hours later, Kevin's like, guys, my hand's not changing back.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's alive. He didn't die. Alive. I think that's 5.
He has some sort of disease now.
Yeah, I think that's 5.
Oh,
I think it's a 5. And then I'm the one who has it.
Because
we
eventually almost 5. Killed him in the U-Haul later in the same year.
Yeah.
So we almost killed Kevin multiple
times.
That
wasn't the worst health thing we did to Kevin this year. I'll give it a 5.
We're like South Park.
Okay, a more recent one. Someone attempting to steal Brett's car in the middle of the show and just totaling it instead.
Oh, my God. That's...
One? Everything's a...
Maybe 2.
Yeah, damn. I was going to think a 2.
Damn,
2?
Yeah,
we don't
2.
Know what the other 2 are.
Okay.
And they were trying to be a Kia boy, and they couldn't even be a Kia boy.
I feel like they would have been better off if they would have actually stolen my car. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's number two, or are we going to go four? Because it only affected me, though.
I think two. We all
feel bad for
that.
Okay.
We had to pick you up from work.
It's affected everybody. They put the gate back down.
Yeah.
It has affected everybody, even outside of this studio. We got full staff emails. We got security 5 days a week.
The security guard's now in here 5 days a week.
Literally. Right.
They've actually hired extra security. Actually, the security guard walks me out to my car now. Listen, I have like a
personal detail.
Yeah.
All right. So we have one and four still available.
Okay. The next one is my ulcer.
Oh, that's bad.
That was never ending. So AB had like a finger ulcer. I didn't even know you can get that. And it would like, and then she had to like be wrapped up forever.
I had to go to the ER the night before our big convention we were going to in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's got to go one.
No, the only reason why I wouldn't give it a one, and no offense, AB, she recovered.
Yeah. Made a full recovery.
Exactly. If she could no longer edit, it would be a one.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do four.
If I lost a finger.
She still has all of her limbs.
For
she's
that
not
reason, it's a four.
You better lose a finger to be number one up in here, okay? We've had a lot of big flops, okay, AV?
So this next one is number one.
Yeah.
Number
one. We saved the number one spot for this. Come on. Okay. Be something terrible.
Come on.
Hannah throwing up in a bush after our Easter egg hunt.
Oh, hell.
Because we made her take a hot sauce shot.
Okay, guys, I'm glad that was number one. My throat has never recovered from that.
We wasted our number one spot on Hannah.
It does feel wasted.
It's not so bad.
You don't even
know.
No,
I can relate. I was with you. I was with you throwing up.
Whatever.
Hot
we wasted our number one spot on Hannah.
Cardinals broadcast.
Cardinals broadcast.
We're moving it back up. And the show has had a lot of flops in 2024. Well, see you in 2025, maybe.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Last Friday was a holiday. It was Taylor Swift's birthday. And she didn't even post anything on her social media, but she wasn't exactly staying quiet. Her Taylor Nation accounts pointed fans in the direction of like a brand new thing that was posted on her website. Fans can now look at the Eras Archive. That's what it's called. And what you do is you kind of like, it's kind of like one of those like school website things where you like click over a picture and then below the picture there's like all the details and all the behind the scenes and the backstories of different parts about Taylor Swift and a lot of the different music videos. So there's different like clips and all these different things that you can learn more about Taylor Swift. And obviously Swifties love any sort of Taylor content, like content they can get their hands on. And these various clips like really show like her hands-on work, her personality, her style as a director. It's just another like really good glimpse into Taylor's life. And I think it was awesome that it was released on her birthday.
That is awesome.
Anything Swifties can grab onto her, they will. So it's funny because when I think about a music artist, like I never would check their website. Like I don't even know that my favorite artist has a website. So of course Taylor is providing her fans with like just a dictionary of content. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. 72% of Americans wear this once a week.
A hat.
Hat.
Easy as that. Oh, two people in this room right now are wearing them.
It's a good guess. I was going to say hat.
How about a raincoat?
Raincoat. 72% of Americans wear...
Once a week? What? Oh. Kevin, I bring it out of my closet
hey,
once
man,
a year.
It rains a lot in Florida.
There you go. Alex?
I'm going to say sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
I'm going to say something out of their dirty laundry basket.
Guys, no one got it correct. Mm. Wow. 72% of Americans wear this once a week. What do you wear once a week? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 72% of Americans wear this once a week.
Dave texted in and guessed cologne or perfume.
Ooh. Cologne or perfume? No. Mm. It's jeans. 72% of us will wear jeans at least once a week.
I said the opposite. I said sweatpants.
I know. Alex got sweatpants, but yeah,
people are a little more sweatpants together every day.
Yeah, so I think everyone wears sweatpants every day. They're like, I might not wear jeans or anything like that, but I will wear sweatpants for sure.
Mega Minds.
Yesterday was a big day here in St. Louis. It's the black and white ball for Nelly. Nelly throws this huge, like, gala, gala thing where you get all dressed up and it's the black and white ball. And Alex, you were there. This is the second year you were there.
Second year in a row, yeah. I was able to go. And it's so much more than a party, too, because we do a lot here on the show with yeah. Make-A-Wish. And Make-A-Wish is important to us. And what the black and white ball does every year is Nelly basically brings in all of his friends from all over the place. And they raise money for Make-A-Wish to make somebody's wish come true. And
where is it at?
It's at the Four Seasons, and it's done up really nicely. It's, you know, obviously it's a Nelly's event, so you walk in, there's a red carpet, there's a step and repeat with all different photo ops and everything, and, you know, there's just so many different people from the St. Lunatics, obviously, to actually last night, Neo.
Neo like opened it. Right? Neo
kicked it off. So cool.
Yeah, Neo kicked it off.
So ridiculously talented.
Yeah, and it's just cool to see like that Nelly is able to make these calls and have these people come in town and be a part of this every year. But it really is an incredible event. And
do you feel like you have access to them, or does it feel like you're at a Nelly concert, or do you feel like you're actually hanging out with them at like a party?
No, you really feel like you're hanging out at a party. I mean, it's a great time. I think being...
Weren't you hanging out with Nelly's daughter?
Yeah, exactly.
That's who you went to the black and white ball with, Nelly's daughter?
And our buddy Shorty, who, you know, he does a bunch of different stuff around town. He actually performed with Nelly on stage last night, so it was cool. But it's kind of that feel. It's like your buddies are there and they come up and perform on stage with Nelly, and they do so much different like stuff, from the old to like the super old. But Nelly's there walking around, like hanging out.
That's cool.
You know, you can get photos with different people and whatnot. And, you know, it was just, it goes, the party starts at 10. Party
on a Sunday night,
10.
Sunday fun day.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't get home until about 3 in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
On the air at 6 a.m.
On the air at 6 a.m. So, but the wish they were granted last night was Max. His name is Max. And Max found out in February he has Hodgkin's disease. And he's always wanted a home movie theater.
That's
and
cool.
And so last night they raised enough money to build Max a home movie theater.
Wow.
And he was excited because he gets to pick the color of like the walls in the movie theater, and like, you know, they're obviously going to supply all the different movies. He said Home Alone and Home Alone 2 are his favorite.
That's so cute.
Favorite
from Uncle Nelly.
Right. Yeah, from Uncle Nelly. Exactly. So but yeah, no, I think, you know, you talk about the access. I think honestly you being there is the access, and once you're kind of in the event, you feel like you're, you know, as important as everybody else there. It's just a great time, good vibes. And like I said, I mean, everybody's wearing black and white. They're wearing their gowns, their tuxedos. And man, oh man, the drinks do not stop.
So what Alex is saying is he's hurting today.
You're right.
I am hurting today.
It's such a cool event to be at, part of the black and white ball, such a big part of the fabric of a St. Louis community. Nelly still giving back to St. Louis on Y98 St. Louis.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.